Phoneboy Speaks, episode 988, Reinventing the Refrigerator. I have to believe before there was electricity in most of the civilized world that there was some way to keep items cool in at least in hot times, right? I mean, certainly if you live someplace with deep freeze winters, then keeping things cool probably wasn't an issue. It was probably keeping warm that was more of a problem. But certainly there are some places where before there was a massive amounts of electricity, it was possible to actually keep things cool. And so it seems kind of funny that people have reinvented ways of keeping things cool without electricity, which, you know, to me seems to make nothing but sense, right? I mean, it depends on how much things you want to cool and so forth. It might be more efficient to use the traditional refrigerator as exists today. But, you know, this problem was solved many years ago, before there was electricity. So it's interesting that in India, at least, and you don't think you can get this in the United States, but in India, there's a company called Midicool that actually makes refrigerators that are that use clay and evaporative cooling to make a cool space to store your vegetables or milk or whatever it is. I don't think it ends up being that big of a fridge. At least from the pictures, it seems to suggest that it might be like a dorm fridge, right, or something. So it's about half the size of an adult, at least in terms of the in terms of height and width. So it's designed to be for parts of the world where you may not even have electricity and may not even have a whole lot of money. So it's a fridge that I presume on the outside it's made out of clay, and inside it's something else. But the idea being that it's using evaporative cooling to actually keep the contents cool. And I'm guessing it's probably not 5 Celsius or about 40 degrees or something like that. Maybe it's a little bit warmer than that. I don't know. It doesn't say how cool the fridge gets, at least on the story that I read or on the product page, which of course I will link to in the show notes as I usually do. So, but anyway, it just seems kind of funny that we're kind of reinventing the wheel, or reinventing the fridge, I guess it were. I think we need to see more products like this, not just in places like India, but in the United States as well. I mean, I don't see why we can't have these kinds of refrigerators that don't cost as much money, right? I mean, it seems like anytime I see these, cell phones or any sort of things that they're cheaper somewhere else, I always wonder why they're not here in the United States. And I'm guessing there's a reason for that, but just one of those things. It is, I found this a while ago and think it's kind of a cool little thing. It's the Midicool fridge that runs without electricity. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.